Today on You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein, we're talking about four things you need to do before you pick that home. Hello, everybody, and welcome to You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein. I am your host, Silas Lindenstein. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's always great to be here. It's great to be back after a little hiatus as I'm getting my bearings straight here in this new real estate time of COVID and everything. I mean, I'm hoping all these episodes are evergreen. So, hey, maybe you're listening now in the future when COVID was a thing in the past and it was a crazy time of home shopping and everything. But that's not what I'm in right now. But, hey, I'm glad to be back. I'm glad you're listening. Been getting some feedback, been getting some emails, and it's been wonderful. This is episode number 24. Episode number 24 is all about four things you need to do before you buy a home. And we're going to get to those in a minute. First, I want to give a shout out to our listeners. I want to thank you for not only emailing me, but leaving reviews on iTunes. It's really appreciated and it's really helpful. If you do have a minute, please go on iTunes and leave a review, ideally 5 stars, for this program. And it helps share it because this program is all about educating and empowering home buyers across the nation. And for those of you just tuning in, if it's your first time, I hope you enjoy the show. My name is Silas Lindenstein. I am a real estate agent in the Seattle, Washington area. But if you're not from Seattle or living in Seattle, this podcast can still help you. Like I said, we're about educating and empowering home buyers all over the nation. Wherever you may be, buying a home is buying a home. There are little words that we use different. There are some timeline differences. But essentially, the process is the same, and it's the same things you kind of need to look out for. Maybe you live in an area that doesn't have basements very much. Some places are like that. Some places love basements. They're different. I've lived in 3 regions of the United States, and they're all very different in their homes. So, you know, I get that. There's a reason you'll have a local real estate professional helping you, and you know, you can come to me for just that general advice. Come to this program, listen to that. And by the way, if you are in another area than Seattle, I mean, if you're in Seattle and you're looking to buy or sell a home, please reach out to me. I'd love to help you out. A greater Seattle area. I work farther than just Seattle. But if you're in this basic Pacific Northwest area, reach out to me. If you are not, well, good thing you found this program. If you are looking for a real estate agent, I actually have a network of real estate agents all across the nation that I've connected with. I found good people that I like to work with, that I feel comfortable recommending to other folks. So if you're in another city and you just want to know, you want to get hooked up with a real estate agent, go ahead and email me at silas@silasgetsreal.com. So that's S-I-L-A-S at silasgetsreal.com. And I'll hook you up with somebody and you'll love them and you'll get a wonderful home. That's what's going to happen. So go ahead and email me. And also, if you know, you're listening to this as a first-time home buyer and you are looking to just find out what the exact process of buying a home is, well, the first 10 episodes of the podcast are basically a how to buy a home audiobook. If you want a paper version, I do have the ultimate guide for buying a home. You can email me again at silas@silasgetsreal.com, and I will email that back to you. A PDF copy. And if you could, the only thing I ask, hey, could you give me your city that you're in? I'm trying to track where listeners are coming from. And this is one of the way, or those who want to get a guidebook, maybe I'll start adding in some extra things for those states or cities or whatnot. So yeah, do that. And that's it. That's the spiel I got for before we get started here on these four things. Why four? Why four? Because they fit in my list. They just fit on my list. These are actually, you know, it started off because I wanted to talk about one issue on here. These are four things that I feel like you should do that your real estate agent is often not telling you to do now. We're in such a, you know, inventory has been so low for the last year, 3 years, probably nationwide. A little longer in Seattle, but like inventory has been so low that you don't have time to do these things a lot of the time, but things have slowed down a little bit. What's going on now? Some things are a little faster, but you do have a little bit more time. And these are things how you traditionally should be buying a home. And it came to my attention, this number one of the four. Number one, I would say you need to talk to the neighbors. The house next to me was for sale. It's pending now. It was for sale for a month. And a lot of people came and visited. I only talked to two people there. And I kind of had to say something. Now, granted, we're in this COVID time and people are at a distance, but I'm out of my yard a lot. Got some kids there, gardening, saying hi to people. I would say hi to people. People would not ask me questions about the neighborhood or about the house if I knew anything. And again, I saw two people ask me about the house, particularly if I knew anything. But I'd said hi to a lot of people. And I don't think it was that they weren't interested. Some of them hadn't even gone in it yet. And I think there's so much to learn from talking to the neighbors. One, they're going to be your neighbor, right? You buy a house, you want to know a couple things. You want to, are they renters or do they own it? And I mean, I don't want to box people in a hole, but generally, depending on the area, like, I mean, I see like in LA and San Francisco, maybe there's less homeowning opportunities for people. And so renters will take pride in a home, maybe to garden or whatever. But a lot of times if they own the home, they're taking it way more seriously. Not always, you know, there's hoarders there, but if for the most part, they take pride in it and you know, they're going to keep it up if they can, or you can discuss problems with them and they're going to be living right next to you. Right. So you want to know if the neighbor's going to be a jerk, right? Right. Like right away, talk to them. Also, they may have intel about the home, like why is the person moving? Who did that renovation? Did something funky go on there? Was it a party house? Like, or was it like, they can tell you they kept such great care of this home. It was amazing. Like all that stuff. You learn so much talking to the neighbor. Neighbors always want to tell you what was going on, especially about the person that was living there. It's hilarious sometimes. But talk to them. It's one of the easiest ways to get information. Like, and if you find out like, oh yeah, well they got transferred down and they really need to buy another house down in LA. And you're like, oh, so they're kind of motivated to sell. So maybe you might be able to slide in there with a little cheaper offer. Or, you know, if they're like, well, they got four houses and they're just, they thought they would try to make a little off this one right now. They're not in a hurry. So, you know, like, oh, well, it's not going to do any good to, like, lowball, they're not going to take it, right? Things like that. You can learn a lot from them. So talk to the neighbors, number one. Number two, walk the neighborhood. Take the time. If you like that house, how many people, I can't believe, do not walk the neighborhood that they want to buy a house in? Walk it, hear it, listen to it. Listen for the yapper-doodle dogs. Listen for the loud, the music house. That's going to be playing with the 12-year-old that's learned to play drums and they're home all day because they're homeschooled. Wow, it's loud. You need to know that. You can walk through and see, you know, like with being home all the time now, or a lot of the time. Right now I'm walking the neighborhood in parts that even I have not seen. Some streets that I've gone down, I've never seen. I've lived in this area like where I'm now like 2 years. Well, actually like 7 years. I was actually just a mile away. But anyway, there was a lot of there's a lot of roads I'm going down and seeing how well people take care of their homes and how these different gardens that they have, and they're so cool. And I love seeing all of that. And so walk their neighborhood, because I've also been in neighborhoods where suddenly you're noticing like, well, there's 12 cars on the front lawn and one works, right? You're going to learn a lot about your neighbors. You can, you know, take a look at their, how many have you know, those security doors on the front. Like, so you go like, oh, is there an issue with break-ins around here? What's going on? You can just learn a lot, is what I'm saying. walk around, make observations, and let that help decide. Particularly, I always tell somebody, when you're trying to buy a home, like for a low price, you're trying to find that neighborhood that's on the going up. So if you see a lot of homes that have been bought and are being renovated, that's a good sign that maybe the area is going to be on an upward trend, right? You don't want to buy a house that was expensive, but it was it's heading down. Also, there's things that you might, especially when you're first moving to a home, that you want to know about the neighborhood, like how far of a walk it is to a convenience store or to the supermarket or whatnot. What are those little intangible things that don't even show up necessarily on a listing notice, you know, like you walk around, see what it is, see how far from the schools it is, from parks. Because there's good and bad with that. Like, let's say, like, I happen to live near 4 or 5 blocks from a middle school. Not too worried about that. I know some people don't like living right next to a high school. They're worried about high school delinquents. I don't personally worry about that. But they do. They do, and I got to respect that. So just walk all around it so you know what's there. Shouldn't take y'all that long. But if you're seriously interested in it. Now, number 3, drive your commute. Now, this takes some commitment. This takes some extra time. Maybe something that you do during your inspection period, you know, as a thing to add in at while you're looking at your inspection report, deciding if this stuff is worth it. Go onto like Google Maps, all right? Figure out how long it says your commute should be. Look, you can just do that. You can just go through that. But you want to get the nitty gritty. What if you take a bus? I don't know. Go. If you see that it's like, well, it should take an hour for me to get there. So get up extra early. Drive down to that house or right near the house. And then just kind of go when you think you should or when it estimates you should. See what that commute is like. See what it's practically. I would recommend to do that like a few days. Yeah, you'll get up early and be tired those days, but you'll learn, okay, this is the commute that it's going to be. Is this something that I'm okay with? Like, say the next 5 years doing this? You know, and I say 5 years because that's sort of a generally all over the U.S. 5 years is about when you will lose money selling a home. But just so generally, can you go at least the next 5 years doing this? If not, you know, think about that. Yeah, if you work from home, maybe it doesn't matter. But that does lead into my number 4, which is visit at different times of the day without being creepy. Let's say that. Visit at different times of day. So go there on a Saturday afternoon, a Friday night. Go there anytime that you think that you might be home to see what it's like. Now, I say this, like, go to that area, go near the house. Yeah, be careful. Make sure you talk to the neighbors and you know, make sure they don't think you're some creeper, you know, trying to scope out a place to rob. So, but go there. Just or at least drive through it. Drive through it real slow. That even sounds creepier. I don't know. Whatever you need to do, or just do a walkthrough, right? Make that one of your things. Start doing walks in the neighborhood. At different times of day, at night. I'll tell you this. This is in the house, but this was something that a long time ago when I first moved to Seattle. And I'd actually lived here about a year or two before we moved into the next apartment building. We did not know until we moved in the first night that at 4 a.m. every morning, the garbage truck would get garbage at the Old Country Buffet that was next door. So every single morning, or maybe it wasn't every morning, but it was like at least three to four mornings a week, we'd hear the kagoom, kagoom, like as it was shaking the trash can. So that was something we never would have known. I mean, 4 a.m., that may be a little excessive, but we didn't even notice that the home buffet was right there or think about what that meant at the time. I was young and foolish, right? So that's another reason to walk the neighborhood. Hey, even if you're not buying a place, I'd say walk the neighborhood to see what it's like. So just do that. Just do that. And so go different times of day and make sure that you're not walking into something that's going to be perpetually annoying, right? Because there's more than what's in on the between the four walls, right? There's other things about the house. And that's what this is about. And right now, you're probably not hearing those suggestions from an agent, or not from many agents anyway, because we're moving quick. They don't want you to take too long to decide on a home, which is understandable because things go fast. They don't want you to lose out on the home. It's not, you know, it's for that. But these are ways that you help decide if this is the home for you. So, hey, that's the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed that. Hope you learned something. If you want to get that guidebook about the how to step-by-step process of buying a home, email me at silas@silasgetsreal.com. And of course, if you are in the Seattle area or you need an agent referred to you around the nation, please give me a text, even 206-351-9230, or you can email me again at silas@silasgetsreal.com. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Happy home buying.